banging that with every fiber of his being.
Nigga, you felt it. He felt like he literally just got off the... He felt like somebody pushed his ass. And then he got up and started singing that shit. Like, oh, shit.
He lost the match.
Yeah. One of the singers from BTS, when they get into the army.
It's on CBS.
Macchio.
I get you situated because, you know, we got there's so much to get to this week, man. It was a nice week. Last week's pod was
the guy 99999.
My nigga, what?
Sprechen Sie Deutsch, no? Miss Gilchen. Wunderbar.
Wonderful.
That's not no like three words.
Right.
Guten Morgen.
The gulag.
Guten Tag.
That's Russian.
You know, I did took, you know, I took German for like 6 months once.
No, sprechen Sie Deutsch, no?
I took that shit to like, because I was going to Germany. So I went to Germany, and I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't.
Deutschland.
No, bro.
Yeah. That's where the Dutch people are from.
Right, Dutchland, nigga.
That's what I thought Dutchland was. I mean, that's what I thought it was, but...
No, that's the Swiss.
Goddamn.
I definitely am not. I am not Swiss at all.
I thought it was Chainsaw Man.
There you go. Bro, don't get me started on Chainsaw Man. Chainsaw Man this week made a fucking case for anime of the year in one episode. Like, dog, that anime is hard as fuck. It's good. Like, they do shit, especially with the CGI, because they had a pickup from episode 7. So in episode 8, one of my favorite things was when you Denji's laying on the bed. And the way they got the cameras, they got it like you drunk, right? You're drunk, and you don't, you know what I'm saying? Your legs moving, you wobbly, and that's the frame that they chose to animate with the wobbly. Then you land. They do shit with that, and they use a lot of CGI in that series, but
yeah.
It's very, like, it looks like hand-drawn animation. It's really crispy. It's clean. It's fluid. Yeah, man, but this is one of them episodes where you question, like, bro, how can we continue with a show after episode 8, because it was like,
just, that could have been a finale episode.
It could have been a finale, bro. Like, what the fuck is this? It's like it escalated. It went from 0 to 100. Yeah. Like, just like it went from these slice of life little elements. Denji getting drunk. He just had his first kid. Shawty threw up on him. She also said, "Hey, we can fuck right now. You know, let's go." And he's like, "Look, I want Mikama to be Mikama. I want her to be my first." And He's 17. He's a 17-year-old, 16, 17. He's, you know, he never went to school, never had any friends.
Extremely sheltered. Powers.
And now he just, you know, now he got these powers, and you find out that his powers.
Santa Claus,
hold on. And then you got his powers, and you find out, like, with him having these powers that, oh, no, bro, you got powers you're not supposed to have. But he doesn't know that. But the people around him, I like the fact that they kind of tell old girl, she was like, well, I'm glad I didn't fuck you, because I definitely would have been a pedophile, because I'm a full-grown woman.
Hey, you in high school, bro. Well, you are high school age. You're not in high school, but you are high school age.
Yeah, man. But when the climax came, like, when the shit just, it's like instantly the show took a left turn.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Everything was like,
all this happy-go-lucky shit is dead.
It went from comedy to, like, bro, with one gunshot and the chain of events. Like, because where we at now, Ocean? Because maybe you'll catch up if you eventually jump into it. But they explained a couple weeks back why the gun devil, America's obsession with guns created the gun devil. Now, the gun devil travels around the world and gets in people's heads and tries to convince them
to
use guns. But since it's a gun devil, it's like, bro, I can give you a gun right now. But if I give you a gun, you know that motherfucker who been giving you trouble at work? Go smoke his ass right motherfucking now.
That's all you gotta do, dog.
Just smoke his ass. So people get possessed by the gun devil and just create violent acts. Gun violence.
Yep. blast motherfuckers.
And they don't even know what's going they don't even know what's going on. But that's all the spoiler I can give you, because this episode was so intense. Manga readers are excited because they know what's coming next. I don't, but oh my god. Episode 8 of Chainsaw Man is like,
say, y'all gave us a hell of a lot of damn build up with this one, boy. If you wasn't excited before, you excited now, nigga.
Bro, the cliffhanger.
Yes.
Everybody pull out their super moves.
I'm like, what? Yeah, I'm like, everybody got their, okay.
You seen everybody's super moves. It's like, yo, what the fuck? It's like, bro, if we don't survive this fight, we die.
It's over with. Like, ain't no, I'm hurt. Like, I'm gonna be dead.
No, how they gonna MacGuffin this shit? Because there's no way we can have a series if they don't MacGuffin. Mm-hmm. So the point is not that there isn't a MacGuffin. Somebody's gonna MacGuffin this shit.
You got to. Be some kind of.
You gotta reset. Either it's gonna, you go into another timeline, we resetting this shit, bro. There is no fucking way, bro. Because ain't nobody alive at this point to continue the fucking series.
Or it's gonna be some kind of ex machina where something happens to reset something, or somebody does something at the last minute. On some Doctor Strange
the opening
type
credits
shit.
The opening credits, there's one of those agents that got wings in the halo, so I know it's some kind of angel figure with powers.
Gonna
probably do some angelic god like shit to reset this whole thing, because ain't no motherfucking way, bro.
Yeah, I can't turn back all the time, but he might like set back the day or like the hour or something to keep that shit from happening.
Like, I think I seen that movie or series one time when it was just like, I can't take you back a whole... Oh, yeah, that was on Dragon Ball Z. It was on Dragon Ball Z when, when Whis was like, look, I can go back 2 minutes.
That's all I can give you.
That's all I can give you is 2 motherfucking minutes. Bruh, in this 2 minutes, you...
Better change all you can.
You better change all you can in 2 minutes. If it's some shit like that, I don't know what it is, but what I do know is I'm excited for Chainsaw Man. Chainsaw Man is currently streaming on Crunchyroll. It is in direct contention for, like, just like, I don't know, bro. It's definitely anime. It's top anime of the season for all popularity, but in terms of quality and the story is like, it's a lot of those elements that you get in a lot of other anime that they don't do. They do tropes that aren't particularly in anime. They get away from a lot of the schoolgirl fan service and all that other extra shit that you got. The overpowered, you know, hero. Well, he's overpowered and he's stupid, you know. That's right on bar with, you know, MC.
I agree with what you say, though. Most of the tropes that you expect an anime like this to have, they like directly go in adversity to it.
Yeah, and in pure Black Clover and Bleach fashion, the supporting cast is actually what, you know, holds the show together, because the most interesting characters, it's like Jujutsu Kaisen, where you get the support characters really hold up the show.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
You care about the main character because he's intertwined with everybody else. It's not so much that you care about him so much.
But they give you other characters to root for. It's like, as long as you like somebody, I think you enjoy it. But yeah, man, Chainsaw Man is the shit, boy. That shit. Bro, this was like, bro, I ain't gonna lie, after the episode went off, my heartbeat was do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Like, my heartbeat was, I was shaking, my heart was beating, I was like, damn, bro, this is why I watch anime. It's like, this is why I watch, for that feeling, bro, when I ain't leave my couch, but my heart is thinking I just ran a motherfucking mile because the episode was just so intense. It's just like, bro, it's intense. It's life or death. It's like, shit, bro. Like,
yeah, it was real good.
It was life or death real good, yeah, man. Chainsaw Man, episode 8, bro. That might be the best episode of any show I done seen this whole season as far as fall go, because that shit. Whew. I don't know what the fuck we got now, bro.
Yeah, when it comes to a standalone episode, probably.
Yeah, that shit, boy. I can't wait. I need more.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, man. All right, so we're going to have an interesting part today, man. It's a lot of stuff to get to. Actually, let me put up my TV, man. Can you pass me that HDMI cable? No, the blue HDMI cable. And don't just yank it, you uncultured, you untechnical hair guy. You wouldn't yank hair like that, would you? Oh. We ain't talking about your bedroom escapades, bro.
I have, and I will.
F-R-E. I heard that shit in the store today. I did something today that I normally don't do, that I haven't done in a couple years. So, before I start this whole thing off, I want to take y'all on a little story trip, right? So, today, What I did today was I was hungry. I was pressed for time. You know, I had some things to line up this afternoon. So as I started like running out to go run, you know, get some work in, run some errands, get some stuff started, I ended up, you know, I was like, yo, I haven't eaten. You know what I'm saying? I need to eat something. Now, I'm gonna be real with you. This is not to like diss nobody, but to be perfectly honest, bro, I do not really fuck with Subway like that, bro. I just don't. I just really don't. I ain't been to Subway in like 2 years, but I was like, you know what? I got a coupon.
So with Subway and other places.
Yeah, exactly, bro. So I just like, you know what, I'm gonna go. So I went in the Subway, and first thing I saw when I went in the Subway was like, you know, it was this white girl at the counter, and it was this Mexican guy. I saw the Mexican guy, and I immediately thought to myself, he can probably make a good sandwich.
Right.
All right, so let me get my damn food. So I get in line and, you know, get my food, you know, he hook it up, you know what I'm saying? You know, just, and I kept it simple. I didn't want to get nothing extra. I don't want to get no fake ass Philly. I don't eat pork, so I'm limited. It's either roast beef or turkey, bro. I just said, well, I just had all the turkey I can feel, so let me get that roast beef. So, you know, he sided to the girl. So I was like, okay, you got old girl. She gonna ring it up and shit. Nah, she the person who gotta put the condiments and the vegetables and shit on, right? So it's these two girls that are checking out. They're in front of me. She goes over there. She takes the money. Both of them paying with $20 bills. Gave them their change back. Gave them their bags. I'm talking about counted the change because she had to go in the register, get the dollars out, get the coins, get it, put it in their hand, go back. And so after she do all that, I watch her do it. She comes back to my salad. I mean, comes back to my sandwich.
Don't put no gloves on.
Bro, she had the paper on that's on the counter and slides the paper. I said, you ain't gonna put no new gloves on. Bruh, she just paused, face turned fucking like lollipop red and was like, oh yeah. She's like, I'm sorry. Like, it's absolutely. And I'm just looking at her like, Shot, I know you don't go in here and fuck with that money, then go back and start putting shit on people's sandwiches. Like, that's the first thing I thought when I saw her. Got the register was like, as soon as she came back, I was like, oh, I got to say it. And then the people behind me was like, I didn't even notice that. And I'm like, oh, hell no, I'm never coming back to this motherfucker, boy. I am never fucking coming back. Because if I wouldn't have said that, she would have touched all my vegetables.
If people think that, you know, you can't get fucked up by food in fast food places. They got regulations. No, motherfucker.
You can't do that. So how many other people, how much other shit you done touched like that? You know what? I ain't coming back because I can already see all this shit contaminated by now.
Right. Because they done tell her how many times you done reached in there.
Money with the gloves on in the first.
I was just like, you don't know what cocaine been snorted with that money.
Well,
you know,
I mean,
what
you know, if she did somebody's sandwich, then went to touch the money, that's fine. You just got to change after that.
Yeah. Just as soon as you done with that register, just swap out them gloves. And I'm like, bro, Shawty, you got small, medium, and large size gloves behind you in abundance.
Go grab some of the bitches, dog.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't like Taco Bell with the Mexican pizza. We out of Mexican pizza. Like, we out of gloves. Like, nah, you got gloves.
Yeah, we got a
nacho fry.
Which they have in abundance now.
Yeah, shout out Taco Bell. But yeah, man, I ain't fooling with them no more, man. I checked her, and I kind of just got my shit and moved on. But I won't be back.
I don't fuck with Wendy's either, because every time either right before I go or right after I go, somebody come talking about they got sick.
Like now, because I'm about to start yelling.
And I do not go.
Fuck Wendy's and Subway. Matter of fact, fuck 99% of all pods that we are better than.
I didn't say that. You have to wear that target on your own.
I wear it. According to Spotify, we better than 99% of all podcasts on the planet. I've seen the numbers.
I've seen the numbers.
And I've conflated them to whatever reality that I conjured the fuck up. I took their numbers and I made them into something totally fucking different. And even though they said we got more content than 99% of people, I took it as we are better than 99% of all the people.
Glad you clarified that you took it that way.
Yeah, man.
Man, listen here. Spotify, if I conflated it the way I wanted it to be.
Spotify did their Spotify Wrapped, and you know, after they released their Spotify Wrapped, everybody get to see the numbers they did. They've been doing it for podcasts, so we got the, you know, which I check them regularly with, you know, the services that we use for our podcast. But that's the thing that was just so funny about it to me. It was like, you know, I seen it and I seen the numbers, and it was an interesting Spotify matrix. And I'm just like, oh, for the category that we're listed in, it was just like, huh. the amount of content and the amount that our content is consumed because we're more consistent. We're pretty much more consistent than 99% of the other podcasts in the leisure category. Shout out to This Please Podcast.
Probably only do weekly or bi-weekly or something.
Not even that.
Or monthly. These people who do an episode, do a few episodes, then take a break, then come back, and you might get 12 episodes.
What I'm finding is that they're not on a specific type of network. Like a lot of these pods are under like a certain banner or something else. Mm. Then they are very infrequent. Mm. They are very infrequent. Having a pod that drops twice a week.
Yeah, man. With that being said, I wanna shout out to y'all. I wanna give thanks. I know Thanksgiving over with Sagittarius season because it's the season of giving.
Sagittarius.
Because it is the season of, you know, giving, I'm gonna shoot my arrows of love to my fellow brethren on the podcast. My host, you know what I'm saying? My host. Because, you know, without y'all, it'd just be me talking. And I've heard podcasts when people just talk by themselves, and it's like, bruh, that shit is. Only reason I'm listening to this is because I'm loading this damn Amazon truck. Like, that's the only reason I'm listening to this.
Fill up background space.
Yeah, but I'm really listening. But it's just like, bruh, if I wasn't doing this tedious task, you know, I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? I was just like, you know what? Let me check out your podcast. But there are some good podcasts with just one person. Shout out to Mark Maron. He was the guy from Glow that played, you know, that put them together.
Okay.
Yeah, Mark Maron, shout out to him. He has a podcast. But he'll do a few solo episodes. Then he'll invite somebody on. And then he'll talk about them one-on-one with some shit. And I like his style of podcast, you know. It's kind of like Bill Maher when he'll do an opening dialogue. And then he'll sit down with his first guest.
Yeah.
And then he'll talk about it. That's pretty much that for an hour and some change. Like, if you did a solo monologue, then you interviewed somebody, then you did more solo monologue, then you pick back up on the interview. I think it's a nice little format that you can get into with solo podcasting.
Yeah, Kojima's is kind of like that. He'll talk a little bit, like, individually about whatever the subject matter is, and then he'll bring on whoever the guest is that he's talking to.
Yeah, so I want
to
thank...
Listen to Bill Morris' podcast.
Bill Morris?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
He has one.
I'm gonna check it out. But yeah, shout out to y'all, man.
Shout out to you, man. Like, this nigga, bro, people don't know. When other people fuck with our podcast or whatever and they listen to it, they go, and they have podcasts, they say, damn, we need a laugh track in ours. Or damn, we need sound effects in ours. Or damn, this shit sounds good. So shout out to you for making us sound normal.
Nah, man. I heard everybody's voice. I like y'all voices. Everyone has grown as a podcaster and like the biggest thing is a communicator because these are tools that you can carry in your daily and personal lives, like things you learn on the pod, you know, that can help go the long way. And this is stuff that I had to do as a project to myself to improve upon communicating because, you know, I always check myself and reverse check myself and second check myself what I need to stop doing the second guessing that shit. But when I analyze everything, I'm able to put together a big picture and sometimes
being on the pod helped me do that. Stop second guessing myself. It's like, hey, you say it on the microphone, just treat real life like that. Just
stand on
at the microphone is that. Yeah.
Yeah, it just made me want to like let me work on my speech. Let me work on like my voice, like my composure, like my jokes, my time. And it's just so much work that goes into these podcasting. So shout out to all the podcasters. Shout out to we are the top 1%, at times to the 99% in your leisure, all the rest of you guys.
Shout out to you guys for helping us get where we at.
Yeah, man. But yeah, shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to podcasting. There's big things that's coming. But this season is going to be special, so these next few parts are going to be special because they got to be special because we got...
I'm good.
Special, man. 2022 has been special.
It has.
Has been very special.
It has.
All right. Well, it's time to get this thing started. So, I got some new... Ocean, I loaded up some sounds for you. So, I have new sounds. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get you. You know what I'm saying?
Rubs hands like Birdman.
Yeah, man. Here's one just for you.
It was bad.
Get a bad review?
It was bad. I'm in the Twilight Zone right now.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, double homicide.
My favorite. Yeah.
yourself.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome you to another adventure of the Ninja Please podcast.
Yeah, man.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I am your host. I go by the name of Starman, a.k.a. Yuki, also known as Fox Blanc, officially known as Shota Baby, commonly referred to as Jean Bumpstantine, a.k.a. Gang Gang Tate or Gang Gang Lorenz Tate. Today, you can also call me Weekend Adams, a.k.a. the Sagittarius Shinobi or the Khaki Colored Kitsune.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Kyube Khan, a.k.a. Optimus Shine, newly cemented as Condoleezza Fried Rice, respectfully referred to as the Off-White Ranger. Rest in peace, Virgil. Rest in peace, Jason David Frank. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with some of the greatest ninjas to ever do it, because that's just what we do. My ninjas, introductions.
Well, back once again for the first time, as always, the Macchio Metal, the one and only Tanuki, Sorcerer Supreme, Silver Surfer of the Platinum Variety, Blue Lantern, Captain of the Space Pirate Ship Arcadia, the Sage, almost equal to heaven.
So close.
right, so close. What was that I came up with? Oh, yeah. Spiritually known as Uncle Brother Cousin.
Uncle Brother Cousin.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, we in here, dog.
We in here.
Last but not least, man, you got your boy Ocean up in here, man, a.k.a. the Black Ted Koppel. Dr. Penis Sweat.
Whoa.
Drug dealer from Cracker Rock.
That sounds like
Cracker Rock. Wow.
And last but not least, the manager at your girlfriend's Brothers and Throat Factory.
Ooh. Man.
That's it. Dr. Penis Sweat. That sounds like some fucking ball deodorizer.
Like Bloom.
Right.
How you make everybody turn, just giving they likeness to the internet. Alright, y'all can let the fucking AI use your likeness, and then when they create their own humanoids, yeah, exactly. Yeah. They already got you. They just gonna scan that shit on there.
Okay, see, that's the thing that got me, right? Okay, so earlier this week, my cuz, who's a handsome fellow, because, you know, I got some handsome cousins, he posted this picture that just looked like a beautiful,
I saw it.
Like, I was like,
with him with the fucking regal general shit, and the one with the king shit, I was like, God, I was dog, like, bro.
I immediately hit him up like, cuz, like, man, who did these graphics, nigga, because I need these motherfucking, like, bro, I need this shit right now. He was like, bro, it's this app, such and such, such AI, and I'm like,
nah, I'm good.
Yep. As soon as it's
an AI,
it's like the robots. Damn. You talking about the thing I've been telling y'all niggas about?
I've been warning y'all.
So about a year, not a year, about, because that's way too late. Probably about the next day, I seen they started to pop up everywhere. Mm-hmm. People started like getting it in. I said, all right, so now this shit going viral and people like using it. But then I started thinking about it when it came out, because this is the same thing when people started like changing their face and mixing with celebrities. It's just like, you know what, bro? It's too much deep fake technology. Because I heard a Joe Biden Chief Keith clip. Well, it really sounds like Joe Biden cussing the fucking world government out about, you know, United Nations and shit about Chief Keith.
But it's deep fake.
Like Sosa, like, y'all, you know, like, you know, bitches love Sosa. And I'm like, Joe Biden is not talking about,
you know, the original video that came from.
Yes. Bro, but all I'm saying is like, bro, for that to really sound like, bro, I'm sorry, bro, this deep fake shit is getting real and real. It's been real, but it's getting real, bro. This shit is real. This ain't no,
I mean, it's to the point where they can actively blue screen stuff right now and tell you it's live and they own location and they not anymore. And it's so good, you see it on TV, like, oh, they really there? Motherfucker, no, they not.
Bro, I just, like, The Last Dance, like, the Where's My Pepsi, Where's My Jet, which I'm gonna get into later. It's a whole bunch of you know, these people ain't those at those locations, bro. That's all green screen. I get, you know, with Avengers and all these good Marvel movies, everything's gonna be, everything is green screen.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, the for the green screen was genius.com. When I learned that the Genius, they don't just put these people in a yellow ass room, which I thought, I was just like, bro, you just fly them out to a yellow ass room. It's like, nah, bro, this ain't a yellow ass room. This is a green screen.
Right. We they just sit these niggas in a random ass room with a green screen.
And we just make that bitch yellow. And I was like, damn, I was so convinced these motherfuckers was doing that shit in the yellow room. Mm-mm. Like, I should have thought of that. But if they can do that and we think that's nothing of it, then think about how you look at
anything.
Anything else. It's like, bro, this is, these are photos. This is like, like, well, we now we gotta start work on actually like real verification. There needs to be a cut, clear, concise method into addressing like identity theft.
Smart contracts.
Mm-hmm. Like it should be, you should, it should be a real process that you can go through to legitly say, hey, this is me, this is not me. And
because this internet fraud and everybody getting their accounts hacked and somebody, they don't even hack you no more. They might just make a separate account with your same name and steal some of your pictures.
They giving them away. It's all word psychology. Like, I had somebody try me. It's like, hey, bro, man, I'm locked out of my account. Oh, suspect, because why the fuck you hit me up about you being locked out of your account? He said, hey, man, I'm,
I need you to do
my phone, bro. My phone, give me whatever excuse you can. Just like, I'm going to text you a number. I'm going to email you, like, what's your email address? And I was like, my email address. And I just give my email address, because I got so many of them, so I'll just give them an email address. May not be the one this account is associated with. That's the first piece of game I'm going to give y'all. But I'm going to give you an email address. So what pops up in that email address is
dictate how I'm going to play the rest of this scenario.
Yeah. And all the times it's like, oh, yeah, oh, I get a notification. Hey, you just requested to reset your... No, the fuck I did not.
Nope. No, I didn't.
I did not. He was like, yeah, click on it. I was like, bro, you click on the link, you fucked.
Yeah, exactly. Don't, I'm not doing that.
Don't even open that shit. I just like delete. Nope. At that point, you already blocked. But at this point, I just go ahead and double check my security.
Yep, because go ahead. Because
even if you do all that, if they really want to get you, they'll get you. But these people who are just out here trying to come up on somebody's social media account because you got a few followers, you know,
they don't know all the ins and outs of how to dox somebody or hack you.
Yeah, and the ones that do,
in the true capacity, they just like, well, I'm a... do the roundabout way.
Yeah, and I mean, it's others that I'm pretty sure, but he was just like, bro, that's more trouble than what it's worth, because ultimately, bro, like,
yeah,
I got the power to do so. It's literally like, it's people out there with guns, and when I say guns, I mean hackers.
Yeah.
Hackers who can just like, bro, I possess this weapon.
Yeah.
And this can either be to protect myself.
Yep.
Or in which I need to...
On some Elliot shit. Yeah, on some Elliot shit.
So, you know, it's great power, you know, Uncle Ben type shit that you get locked into. But these people who just...
Rice?
Definitely not.
Definitely not the Rice.
Spider-Man's Uncle Ben.
Right.
With great boiling comes great...
Bruh, true fact. Condoleezza's... Condoleezza's fried rice uses Uncle Ben's yellow rice. I was like, I ain't seen, like, bro, Uncle Ben has yellow rice.
Fries it in a wok with canola oil instead of stir fry oil.
Nah.
Did she take that same wok?
Oh, peanut oil. Excuse me.
Did she take that same wok to Poland?
I think she did. Took a wok to Poland.
A wok to Poland. But, man, I just had to hit the applause, man. How was y'all this week, man? It's been a week since last part, man. You know. A nice, cool evening. How you been? What's been going on in your worlds, man? What you got to share?
Pretty good. Watched some shit last week of class officially. I just got to go take one test next week.
Hey.
How many weeks to Disney Lottie?
Yeah, that's in January.
Okay.
So, I'm just going to be gaming and packing until then.
For those who want to support Macchio on his vision, he has a Amazon wish list that is out.
I do indeed.
I saw the Harry Potter one that shoots fireballs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Damn right, we'll be using that bitch. Crucio, poof. It's all bitch. Right.
This came on the heels of, like, that was funny because when I seen the list, I was like, you know, contemplating, you know, like, all right, you know, Christmas around the corner, man. I'm going to navigate with shit because you seeing stuff, Black Friday sales popping up. Mm-hmm. And I seen this list. I was like, oh, that's easy.
Oh, yeah, that nigga can definitely get a damn noodle pot for me.
Right, like, I'll I'll take that.
But I'm wondering why.
Definitely get a noodle pot from me, bro. Like what?
Yeah.
It's like, let me get one for your king.
Right. As a matter of fact, I could take one of them.
It's like, hey, I felt like Santa. Got this whole list.
Right.
Like, I drive a red car.
Right. Hey, true enough.
My dog likes the cold. It's not a reindeer, but hey, close enough.
Right. Hey, I mean, the Grinch had a dog. Just tie an antler to her head.
We might need to collectificize something. One big item.
Yeah, I just thought of stuff. I was like, okay, the kitchen is stocked with the bare minimum. I'm not going to be cooking like traditionally, so I know I'm going to need certain things to cook with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to just go that route. I know I'm going to have to take a lunch, so let me go ahead and find a lunch box. That fucking, the digital one that they had, I looked it up. That thing is like $150. I was like, I probably will invest in that motherfucker.
Hey, man, it be little gadgets that I seen, because sometimes I catch a reel or a TikTok and it been like, mm-hmm. items on TikTok that you didn't think you need, items on Amazon that you didn't think you needed. And I'm like, I click on the shit and I'm like,
you know what, you're right today.
I do need a towel dryer.
I did not know that y'all
right. I didn't know. I do need
a towel dryer.
Bruh, they got the thing. I was just like, they got the thing where you can put it on a ball of Coke or whatever your soda is and just.
Cocaine Bear?
Just get the air out. Just, you know. Yeah.
Just keep it fresh.
Keep it fizzy. Because everybody has decided to, you know, I drink most of my shit neat, but sometimes I want a Crown and Coke. And what I don't like is when I'm go to make the Crown and Coke after drinking this shit neat the whole night, when I finally go get around to get my one Crown and Coke, is the person who done been drinking the Crown and Cokes the most done squeeze the 2 liters so much that shit just flat, gloopity glop. Like, bro, kind of.
Oh, so they got something that can keep the soda?
Yeah, and keep it fizzy.
Keep the carbonation in it.
You know, I like carbonated shit, so yeah, I'm on top of that.
Oh.
Because back in the early days, they had the little cap that you could put on it.
Cans.
Yeah, that you could put on the can, yeah.
Yeah, but for the bottle, it was like nothing. It was just
they
like,
had that little, the kind of like the liquor top.
Yeah.
That was kind of, that would keep it carbonated, but that was, you know.
Bro, I was excited. First time I ever used a wine pump. So you get the wine bottle in order to keep it from fermenting further once you crack it.
Oh, yeah. It's got the little thing on it, and you can pour out of that.
And what I realized, like, ultimately, if you really care about enjoying this wine, bro, you got 48 hours to kill this shit. Like,
ahead and drink it.
Like, bro, ain't no, I'm going to keep this shit for a little minute for the homies. I'm going to save it for a special occasion. No, you got 48 hours.
But you got a wine.
Once you pop it. Yeah, but even then, once you pop it, that's it.
So even if you get the little, I realized, I was like, you know what? I had a pump, and I ripped pause, and I really like using the pump, but ultimately, it's like, bro, let me just drink the damn wine. What the fuck I'm saving it for?
Because if you like it that much, just get 2 bottles, and then you'll have the other one for later.
Yeah, whatever wine or champagne you brought at the Friendsgiving, I was like, feel like going to the store. So we're doing this. Oh, it's not bad.
Not bad.
My mouth was all red, like I've been drinking Kool-Aid.
That was just a sweet. That was a sweet red, because I know people. Usually, when I go to parties, people like sweet reds. Like, people don't complain about sweet red. You know, I ain't never hung out with no like sophisticated crowd of like connoisseurs. That's just like,
yo, this is a.
I can't take.
Algum block.
Right. This is the wrong red for this time of night.
Yes.
For this meal, like
if it was 7:30, it would be perfect. Right. It's 9:30.
That's when you go.
The aperitif. What are you doing?
That's when you go to the party, right? These motherfuckers got an assortment of charcuterie boards up,
right?
And you coming with the wine, and it's like, oh yeah. If I ever walk into a place, put it like this: if charcuterie boards are being used
for, I don't want to go there.
For majority of the dishes at the party,
you fucked up bringing a bottle here from the grocery store.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, hands down.
You brought that bottle to the grocery store. At this point, it's just like it's gag wine, you know?
Right.
It's for a joke. Oh yeah. We play a game where we all, you know, we try to just a blind
pour test. Pour a glass to see. You can guess which one's the wrong one.
Yeah, it's just like, damn, I'm putting on the spot. It's like, yeah, bro, don't do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what to do, because one...
Just don't show up with the Stella Rosa.
Yeah, don't do that. Especially...
Well, no, I'm going to show up with the Snoop Dogg wine.
That you could do.
That you could do.
Yeah, you could do that, because that's a novelty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a novelty.
No, I don't
then
know.
You have somebody...
You know, I like to drink, so if I had like a little
somebody
Snoop...
somebody there at the party who hadn't had it yet...
I'll knock off a whole bottle of wine
try
by myself and be like...
Well, that's the one thing, because the one thing I learned was when I went to my very first, like, wine...
experience.
Wine party. I went to my very first wine party. This was somewhere in South America. I don't know where I was. I was just somewhere in South America. It was a private event. It's a wine party. They had wines from Africa, from Spain, from California, from South America, from, you know, everywhere, right? I'm just like, yo, this is a lot of wine. South African wine. I'm going to try that just because.
Sour bonus.
It's always European wines that I get, right? Man. So they was like, yeah, man, if you in this group of people, you get the discount on the wine. I'm like, okay, we get the discount on the wine. I said, yeah, how much for discount? It's like, how much discount we talking? And it's just like, well, you know, 40%. I was like, oh, 40% off? Okay. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and it's just like some bottles you can get, like, some bottles 60% off. And I was like, damn, that's a hellified discount. So that was my first time. I was like, let me take advantage of buying these $50+ bottles of wine because I'm still trying to be cheap. You know, so I ain't finna get the $100 bottle, which is gonna be like $50. I'm gonna get the $50 bottle, which is like $30. So I get the $50 bottle, it's like $30, and I'm like, wow, this tastes way better than that $5 shit nigga be getting from Trader Joe's. Like,
now I can understand the difference.
Taste the feet that smash the grapes.
Bro, I don't know what the hell you taste. It's just like that wine is like
you can taste the thoughts of the monk who bottled it.
For ain't real. Ain't sophisticated enough yet. You know me, I'm still bringing Miller High Life to folks' house.
I mean, I don't drink wine. I'm just not a wine drinker.
No, because with beer, beer is always a good bet. And that's why I will always go with craft beer, because you can show up to somebody's house, even if they ain't bougie and they just like regular ass Bud Light, like, and the most exotic of them is Modelo. If you run across somebody like that, then, you know, if you still show up with this beer, just like off the strength of, bro, you drink two of these, you're going to be fucked up, bro. That's all I'm saying.
That's all they need to hear, too. It's like, okay, it's beer. Will I get drunk drinking it?
Damn, bro. Hey, bro, this shit taste like bananas. Nigga like,
yeah, exactly.
This shit tell like bananas. Like, bro, this shit really tell like a banana.
Like, yeah, bro. Like, where you find these bitches?
That person's like, bro, I ain't drinking that shit. That shit sound nasty. And I was like, oh no, boy, it be good.
Right, exactly. Like, bro, think about like a goddamn, what was that shit?
What this shit taste like? That pudding, bro.
No, yeah, I was gonna say a Laffy Taffy. This shit taste like the banana Laffy Taffy, bro.
Like, for real, like, nah, bro, you know what? Don't, but this shit taste like peanuts, bro. It's like, how you get like, you taste, you know.
All right. Like,
but you know, that'd be the benefit. You just take those wines everywhere. But I don't know. I wouldn't show up to a party with that. I'll show up with, as long as you get drunk. Yeah. That's why liquor's always
can't good go thing. Wrong. Yeah.
You know.
My motto.
Make sure.
I'm not gonna show up with like Slits malt liquor and like Ice House or like that.
Don't do that.
I mean, like, why not?
MD 2020.
I show up with a bunch of Cisco.
I was gonna say not Cisco, not juice. What's the shit?
Four Loko?
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, they blocked that shit. Oh, goddamn. They ain't going.
I'm about to go
ass.
Drink them, too.
Oh, they finna beat their ass.
Man, Four Loko is... Nobody touched the ball. It's like the ball dead. They gonna let this man take that shit as a touch.
Oh, did he not hear that? Didn't blow a whistle?
Well, we got the volume off, but the ref...
I say, well, yeah.
The dude literally grabbed the ball.
Yeah, and he looked. He was like...
And he just said, I'ma just run.
And they everybody on LSU side like, what the fuck?
What the fuck? That ball
it's a live ball after they that they block it.
They block it, bro, and the ball just sat on the ground.
Oh, they finna beat their ass. So it's over with.
Hold up. This is hilarious. Hold on.
Oh boy. Nigga took the walk to Poland.
Boop doop. Blocked it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, hold on. Block it.
Block. Ball lands.
The ref just looking.
Yep, he's like...
He's like, nah, fuck that. I'm picking that shit up. What the fuck you talking about?
Let's shit. Pew! Yeah! Pew! And nobody's doing shit. Pew! Right. Full free open.
But you got to get all the points. You can't leave no
that's
money.
99. That's like 99 yards.
Hey, look at him.
Oh.
Bro, you can't leave money on the table 96, like that.
Yeah.
You can't. You cannot leave money on the table like that. As a wise trick always told me... Leave money on the floor, never on the table.
There you go.
Damn. Oh, they're finna beat they ass. man, they finna beat they ass. That's...
Oh, man. All right, so let's get it, man. I finished Wednesday.
Hey. Yes.
I finished Wednesday.
I agree with you. Tim Burton is racist.
I never said Tim Burton was racist.
Any capacity.
You did. You said that he does not care about black people.
And I stand on that. Nah, I shout out to Tim Burton. No, for real. My take of the characters, my characters of color, of dark melatonin, you know, niggas put me
not melatonin.
They put me to sleep. Oh. What the fuck is wrong with y'all, man? Like, nah, shout out to her mama. I do think like, you know, she's an attractive actress. Old buddy, no, his dad.
They tried to hide her ass as best they could, too, dog. It was not helping. It did not help. Every little dress she had on, you could see.
They tried to hide it like they tried to hide Lupita Nyong'o's ass. And
man, you can't hide that thing, dog.
But she was, nah, I mean, honestly, when I got to the end, I see what y'all was saying. Because ultimately, all right, so I finished Wednesday, and I ain't gonna even lie to you, the first few episodes are like the way it rolls in. Oh man, this is one of the best first episodes I've seen in the series. From there,
it sets the tone, lets you know this is not the family Addams that you are used to seeing.
Yeah, because once it came into that, once I seen Gomez in the promo, I was just like, okay, y'all doing this is definitely not like all that old Adam shit out the window. Cause put it like this, like my grandma on my dad's side didn't like the Munsters, right? She didn't like the Munsters, so she didn't let us watch the Addams Family for whatever fucking reason.
Made that correlation.
And this is my white grandmama. My black grandma, Southern Church lady, we can't watch none of that gothic shit, no way.
Ever.
So when it came to the Addams Family, it wasn't until, like, I'm talking black and white Addams Family, and white monsters. I would see it on Nick at Night or just randomly on TV because it wasn't shit back on TV back then.
Yeah, that's all you had to watch, USA and TBS, yeah.
Yeah, like, you just took what they gave you, you know? So when we got Color Addams Family and then Family Values, I watched those a lot, you know, and I grew up with those. I did not realize Christina Ricci's forehead was so fucking big. When I seen the old side-by-sides, I was like, yo, Christina, that's what sold Wednesday. Her Wednesday was like, yo, this girl looking at you with them small-ass eyes.
That big-ass forehead, just all black hair with the pigtails.
Looking like she headbutt your ass.
Hell yeah. To
oblivion.
The next dimension, hell yeah.
Like, bro, she can stare at you and you just gonna wake
up. Like, you know she got psychic powers that's gonna fuck with you in the night.
Jenna Ortega's was like the fact, I like the fact that she didn't blink, and I was just like, oh shit, she ain't blinked not once. Like, that was the whole
when she did, it's like you second guess yourself. It's like, did she just blink?
And all it was like she waited
to blink until you blinked. Exactly.
Yeah,
she would blink like she closed her eyes or she opened her eyes, but it was never like a blink. It was like a always
tried
like,
to do as many long takes as she could.
And she said, you know, if you know when other people seen came up, that's when she do it, when the camera's not, when she's not speaking. Yeah. I mean, she trained herself to not blink when that happens, and I was like, shot, if you use that at any of your part of just your personal life going forward, just to fuck with people, you could really
fuck some people up.
She choreographed that dance sequence
on her own,
and that's the thing that just got me.
Right.
Bro, I thought she was about to start crit walking when she hit that little
shit. When she started hitting the Last Night of Soho moves, I was like,
that was a throwback to the old show when she was dancing with Lurch. And I was like, okay, I like that.
And all that shit,
Done did all these other little moves. I'm talking
about, right, she hit the little,
like, so I mean, and I mean, not one, and I like the fact that it was like,
no, she disappeared on Buddy. Came up behind him. I'm like, yeah, that's some Wednesday shit.
Kicking the dress, like, it was just like her take on, like, kind of like being free, because, you know, what she go through with her mom and, you know, the house and stuff. So you're seeing her, like, have this expression of freedom. And I love the fact that everything she wore black, because that dress was gorgeous.
Oh, hell
like,
she
looked great in that fucking
hell
dress.
Yeah.
It was like a dope-ass dress. Like, yo, that shit looked like a fucking raven for real. Like,
it did.
It was dope. The lighting that they did in the scene. I like the fact that they were meta in the scene. They was like, you know, I seen the behind the scenes. It was like, yo, the lighting, all everything's white and it's blue and it's crisp. But if she's this dark figure, and I love that dance.
She was the most animated one in the scene.
I went from laughing at that scene because it was funny to I just watched that shit and just kind of like, I just watch it now. Yeah. Like, whenever I scroll, I just stop and watch. I won't even laugh no more. I just look at that shit just to watch it. Like,
that's Wednesday right there.
Like, this shit is fucking wild.
Yeah. Like you said, that dress was amazing. And that's everything. that was one of the best scenes in the whole shit. And like, and like we were saying last week, bro, Netflix does a great job of like, oh, this is the scene everybody talking about. Here's a clip.
Here's a clip. Social
media.
Right here.
Check it out.
Her fashion, the fashion of Wednesday is something that I like, because I like the fact that people, you know, and the people in the room were like, no, this girl is rich, bro.
She, yeah, her parents are rich. She's like, involuntarily a fashion statement.
I was just like, bro, she's gonna, even if she's wearing all black, bro, you are not gonna see her in the same fit twice if it ain't.
And if it is the same fit,
her uniform.
Yeah, that's her regular outfit.
But when she going out, all right, I'm wearing this. I'm wearing this. But you know, you got the signature pony. You got the pigtails. You know, you got, you know, with the bangs. Sometimes the bang was like nice and neat, but sometimes it was chaotic. Like sometimes it's just like, no, I'm really focused on what the fuck is going on right now. They kept throwing me off as to who was the fucking creature, because the crazy thing about the Hyde situation was, oh, buddy, that you, they tried to sell you on, that was the Hyde. The nigga really looked like that bitch for real.
Yeah, exactly. He looked like him. So it's like, yeah, of course he would transform into him. He kind of already bug-eyed looking.
Look like it too. I was like, bro, yeah, all y'all kind of look like it.
Until she had the vision, and I was like, well, maybe the therapist don't control this motherfucker then, because she was like too happy-go-lucky for me to be living there and having to deal with everybody from Ravencroft and the regular people in the town. I'm like, nah.
Yeah, man, it was like, even doing that, like, spoilers for you, I haven't finished. Get out now, because now it's just the real deal spoilers, because I'm going to tell you who was the guy. It's a bit whodunit. You don't want to know? Go. All right, so...
But before you get there...
Let's go.
Do you agree that the ending was kind of...
I'm going to tell you what I didn't like about the ending. What I didn't like about the ending was I never really wanted or expected to see Wednesday kiss somebody. I felt like that was like, okay, I guess, okay, huh?
I mean, she kissed Buddy and Adam's Family Values.
Yeah, but you know, this,
but that was the least of mine.
No. I mean, just the, honestly, because, you know, it was this whole romance thing inside the whodunit, which I honestly didn't have a problem with. It was just like when they sold that into it and the ending came, because ultimately my issue was with the Hyde. The CGI that went into the Hyde was like, bro, the Hyde look out of place as fuck. But it's that classic Tim Burton aesthetic that he uses with the big circle eyes. Like, he used, from Beetlejuice to now, everything that he's done, Corpse Bride, like the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Got them bugged out eyes.
Those bugged out eyes, big, you know, teeth. Like, you've seen it so much. In this series, it looked like it was a CGI out of place. It never once looked like it was inside the thing. And then when it did, it looked like Schmeagle. It looked like a big ass fucking Schmeagle. So ultimately, the Hyde just kind of, I was just like, bro, I'm not sold on this Hyde, but people are dying, but I couldn't take the Hyde seriously. And even when I saw it, it got worse. Every time I saw the Hyde, it got worse. Like, the longer you stare at it, the worse it gets. It was kind of like one of those situations with the Hyde. As far as the story goes, the way that everything happens with the end, man, I like that shit. I like being psyched out, not getting who was the actual whodunit.
Yeah.
And you know,
this motherfucker actually came back in the little premonition and shit. He really came back from the dead and tried to kill everybody and all that.
Yeah, because these are stupid.
She really was the descendant.
Yeah, these was like, but white people, like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, in the sense of like, no, I'm a really go.
It took me back to them in a sense. It was like, you know, just white people being prejudiced against people.
Like, and someone being like, my ancestor, I'm gonna bring them back. And then when you first time he cuss you out because you're a woman, like,
right, like, what did you expect? That's the type of person he was.
Like
what did you think he was gonna say?
My issue was it, I like the story. My only issue was how easily the biggest adversary that came back was defeated.
Oh, that fight?
That, I mean, which I know it's not... The series isn't predicated on this fight, but it was just like, y'all built this thing up over...
Yeah, like, he was going to be this
I watched it in the day. Yeah, I watched this shit in the day. So I watched 4 episodes that morning when I told y'all, and I finished the other 4 till like 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and me and my wife was still watching it. We both was like, damn, like, you know, we was all like enthralled into it, and then it got there and was just like, 3 slaps.
Yeah, and now he's dead.
Yeah, he transformed, and, you know, she got that little kick in, and I'm just like, because, you know, the whole series, she ain't wolfed out, and she finally, you know, accepted.
Which, yeah.
And she kind of like, and then she...
That I did like.
I mean, but she was a total badass, but I get the whole sense of, like, she looked like she kicked him, and that was the only thing she did to him. And then when his dad finds him, he all cut up and broken and battered and shit. And I'm like, bro, she did not beat your ass.
Right, what happened to you?
Like, well, what happened, bro? Because she did not beat your ass like that, bro. Like, I feel you on that. Like, that, I tied all that to my issue with the Hyde. I didn't like how the Hyde got built up, and when I got to the end, it was like,
bro. Yeah, because all the pictures of him were more scary than when he actually showed up.
Yeah, when he showed up, it was like, bro, I can't take
it. Felt like he needed one more episode to draw this thing out, to make this thing like it was a very, like, it took a valiant effort. It didn't take, like,
well,
you knock me down one time, I get up, and then bam, type of ordeal.
I don't know, man. I feel like you gotta really, if you make that high really scary like that and formidable, you gonna remove all the Tim Burton-ish from it. So,
yeah, because you had to sympathize with the Hyde a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he made him look like, how you say, he looked like Smeagol. They had to make him look kind of frail-ish and scared and scary.
Yeah, because I would have appreciated if the final scene, like, it was like, you know, a real fight. Like, if him and old girl, bro, but at the same time, bro, I've seen Black Panther 1, so.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
like,
time to admit that Black Panther was not that good.
But I got to argue with somebody over the sequel early this week. But,
man, these motherfuckers just will not let that shit go.
Hold up. And this, I'm going to get right back to wins, but I'm going to say this right now since the point has been brought up. Bruh, they all issue is they don't like the fact that Talokan is getting love, and I don't like that shit.
Me neither.
The person that told me they don't like Black Panther 2 is because they spent too much time in that water. I was like, those are some of the most gorgeous scenes in the movie.
Don't nobody care about that scene. That's your problem, bruh.
And that shit took away from Avatar for me.
See, that's your problem,
bruh. That's when they killed Angela Bassett, bruh. Fuck that shit. I was just like,
see, you missing the whole point.
I was like, but that's what really goddamn
drove it home. Yeah.
Like, yo. But then they did come out and say that there was supposed to be some romantic scenes between Shuri and
you could kind of tell they were feeling each other.
Joe Budden was right.
And I hated his take because I was like, there was no romance in that. The fuck is you talking about, Joe Budden? And then he said on his part, and everybody was saying, Joe, you crazy. There was no romance. He was like, I seen the shit. I know
you
romance.
Know, he like, you
she
know.
Google right. Eyes for Fish Boy.
She did, though. She did kind of when they first went down there. She was like,
Fish
oh
the
my,
Barge.
This is your kingdom?
But then,
exactly.
Yeah, she did kind
of. Went on to say they were going to use, she was going to use romance as part of her espionage to fuck him over, and his mom getting killed was going to be a retaliation, which I don't think that's so bad, but they were like, nah, we want Shuri on her own
yeah.
Like, not have to be so deceitful, to have more honor in her approach.
She ain't got a honeypot herself.
Like, no, that deceptive approach makes what Killmonger says makes more fucking sense. Y'all,
but see, they don't want that.
Y'all should have absolutely.
They don't want to be standing on some Killmonger was right shit. They do not want to stand on
but
that.
But she should have definitely had more contemptible means. But I guess they wanted to make the kill. I mean,
considering after everything she had gone through up to that point, everything was revolving around violence, she would definitely want to take the non-violent approach, and she was emotionally vulnerable. She probably did like that man.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it got to the point where he had that flip, he was like, yo, y'all either gonna help me or I'm gonna take y'all out too. Then she had to.
We can say the exact same thing about Wednesday.
In what capacity?
The words you just said could be applied completely to Wednesday because her emotional vulnerability, something that she had to deny. She's making friends, she got connection, and he cussed her out a couple times and kept coming back, and she was just like, I'm trying not to care, but you got me fucked up, and I don't like that you got me fucked up because I mean you no ill will. I'm using you, but it's not, I'm not.
But I'm using you for, like, to protect everybody.
I'm doing work right now. I'm doing some real shit, and y'all should be helping me out. It's like, well, you ain't explaining. It's like, well, and then we saw in the end, Wednesday was still right, because even though she explained and everybody got in on helping her out, when she finally decided she needed to get her Adams family on, they were like, whoa, 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 I can't be here.
Like, well, bitch, that's what I was trying to tell you. I don't need you here. Yeah.
Then y'all snitched. I was like, that's why I don't fucking fuck with y'all. Yep. Like, damn, y'all snitched and gonna smile in her face at the end.
They definitely goddamn
snitched.
Yeah, went and told.
Her face at her end. When she
Wednesday right, did it, she went and did the thing and got the thing out of there. Like, bitch.
Bruh, she was right the whole time.
She was right, bruh. Thanos was right.
All right, that's a different ledge.
Yeah, that's a whole different.
No, Wednesday was absolutely right, and I don't like the fact that Wednesday was right and they didn't let, you know. But I guess that was the pushback tension, which why it's like, Wednesday, you're an outcast among outcasts, and that's the irony of the entire shit. It's like she's an outcast amongst outcasts with powers that she don't even know she had, yet she control, and everybody got this whole X-Men Academy shit they got going on.
So right, they aware of their powers. And, yeah.
And some of them, you know.
But it done fucking accidentally gorgoned himself in the damn shower.
Yeah, even stuff like that shifting to them, even it had nothing to do with the story in the time, but it's just like a need. That's a roommate. It's like, nah, bro, that's like, you know, some CW shit like that. I kind of, that was that melodrama that I kind of found, what's the word? Heartwarming.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? That's kind of heartwarming.
Yeah, super detached, cold one side, and then you got the super bubbly, I want to be friends with everybody, extra colorful, literally, on the other side.
They prove my theory of boys. They prove my boy theory. My boy, look, mothers, a lot of you single mothers or mothers with husbands in the house, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care how well your gentleman son is, you plan on raising him and how much of a gentleman, how with all that extra shit you plan on him doing, I'm going to tell you right now, when he lie and tell you that he doing, he being a good boy, you're going to look the other way. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, anything that you instill within him is
up to him to do.
Instill it well, because that first girl going to have him switch up. Girl gonna make that first girl that he like gonna make him switch up.
He is gonna have to change as far as he concerned.
With the mayor's son, this man, he cool with all this bullying extra shit. Got his ass kicked by Wednesday. Him and his friends, you know, he come back, go to the dance. I'm finna do this prank. But then,
bro, that shit was so cold, dog. Cause I started feeling like he was trying to redeem himself. I was like, oh, he actually like Shawty and shit.
And that's the thing that got me. Cause I was just like, bro, you still ain't gonna make this. Like, you got a chance right now. Like, even when he made the agreement with Olga, I was like, why you sitting down with this fuck nigga? But anyway, you really forgiving. And I was like, that's your team. Okay, you really forgiving. And he get in here, you know, he's the mayor's son, so everybody just turn. He's spoiled. Everybody can just, oh, I'm scared of your dad. I ain't trying to fuck with your dad. Your dad used to be the police. Now he the mayor, bro.
Right, we already know it's on some cricket shit.
I'm going to let you slide, bro. Like, you can tell he ain't got no mama home because you ain't no way you. What's this about you find a girl?
Well, the mom is there, but she don't do shit.
I think, what I hear about you trying to fight a girl at the coffee shop?
Because you didn't see her until the funeral. You didn't see the wife till the funeral. That was the one time you saw her.
All right, so, and he acting like this, like, shut the fuck.
Yeah.
So I see this funeral, which it rained, and when she left the funeral, it wasn't raining no more.
Pilgrim world, and you acting like this on the streets, bro.
He just smiled at them.
But.
Never mind, they ain't gonna show up.
But.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. But. Damn, bro, you took me out my train of thought doing that shit. Ocean, focus. Okay, but in regards to the mayor's son, I don't know, when he got to the dance and he dancing with girl and he's like, oh man, she kind of cool, like, damn, you know, like, damn, this is a girl she's actually talking to. I've never actually talked to a girl before. That's what this whole show about.
Right, it's like, bro, that's your problem. You got these two dumbass white homeboys you got, and you the only black dude in the clique.
Like, nigga, you think you white?
They doing some gay shit.
Right, and all y'all working at Pilgrim World together.
Like, bro,
don't give you no kind of clout.
Because ain't no Biancas in this city, bro.
None. I mean, the only one that's there is at school.
And you see, when he saw that, he switched up again.
Immediately.
You thought you like, nah, I don't like her. I like
hell
you.
Hell no, I'm trying to get with you, Shawty, know what I mean?
Now,
I'm working here because I got to, you know what I mean?
Nigga fixed that hairline real quick, boy.
What? As soon as he met her, like, shit, her hairline better than mine? Hell no.
I need to fit this
shit. I'm trying to get with her.
Bro, man, I mean, so...
I know I need to be focused, but that was crazy.
He saw that in the screen. This is a weird ass game, dog.
That is crazy. My bad.
Yeah, bro.
It's the Matrix, Shawty.
But no, man.
She was mad that it wasn't real blood.
That shit just bounced off this nigga's head.
I mean, she tasted it, bro. She got
off. She was mad it wasn't real blood. It's not real blood.
Right. This is Wednesday, of course.
This is beat.
Right, she knew what it was.
She knew what the fuck it was.
Couldn't even spring for real pig's blood.
Right, I was about to say, she could have at least hit him with the, oh, this is just corn syrup. Like, what it probably actually was. Oh, no, it might have just been beet juice for real. They might have used
I thought she said something. No, she said this is paint.
Oh, yeah, it's paint.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah. I was like, you ate that paint Wednesday. What the fuck? Like,
that's how she knows.
Yeah. How she knows it's paint.
You think she ain't ate nothing like that before?
Of course she probably ate lead chips on purpose.
Right. No, man, they are off. And I like how there was this revolving plot in her time with her parents, and it's just like, you never gave a fuck about what your parents had going on. Mm. And you find this is a whole conspiracy about your parents.
About them.
And now you want to talk, but now your parents don't. And I was like, come on,
your dad should have been arrested for murder.
Murder. Like, man, what did go man do back in the day? They showed a picture of him with the sword and shit. Like, oh, this man done swashbuckled somebody to death.
And buddy was love drunk, bro. Yeah, like,
right.
Stalker, oh, yeah, love he drunk was on stalker. That. He had that nigga with that perfect blue, bro.
Yeah, literally.
That blue magic.
He was on it, for real.
He was
real.
On it, bro. He really went to this man. And she was like,
I love you more.
He was on that deadly nightshade, and he was a werewolf, too.
Gomez, like.
That Joker was fucked up.
That was just horrible. And you got the dad who just son going to therapy, and he just like, you like, man,
I like it.
Like, bro, like, why you talking to that lady? You talking about mom. You want to open up about mom. And he was just like, bro, I'm overworking myself, so I don't think about your mom.
Right.
But yeah, your mama was one of them weird motherfuckers, and.
And I fell in love with her, and I regret that shit to this day right now.
The pussy was amazing.
Right.
No, baby.
And I couldn't deny myself.
The pussy was literally magical.
I could not fight it.
Bro, your mom came wagging that tail. Came to wagging that tail, sniffing my ass. And
fucked him up.
Got him.
Your mom did this trick where she told me to pack peanut butter in my asshole, and she would come back around and say, I'm sorry, you didn't want to know that, did you, son?
But it just sitting there like...
Nah, it was a dope cast. I like the supporting cast, everybody that was there. The Uncle Fester episode was a real treat because the portrayal of Uncle Fester was like, okay, I don't even know who Fred Amersine is, bro, whoever the fuck he was. Like, the guy played Uncle Fester. I was like, oh, shit.
I've seen him in several things before.
What have I seen him in? But, nah, man, that was cool. Oh, wow.
I wouldn't have expected him to have been Fester, but...
That's the dad on Big Mouth. That's hilarious. But, yeah, man. The therapist looked like she does. The sheriff looked like a sheriff. Eugene looked like a Eugene. I didn't believe
that she was going to be in it. She's one half of Garfunkel and Oates, that comedy music duo.
No, the fucking principal lady I didn't realize was the lady from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, the mountain.
Yeah, the mountain.
Yeah,
because she was also Satan inside Sandman.
Sandman, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she said this role was actually the first time we're talking about LaRaza Wims.
Felt attractive
because she was looking
man night in goddamn Game of Thrones.
Right, and then even killer. When you felt woman lit in, they didn't let
and
you
then
be
you
woman
was the
lit.
Devil.
And then, right, and then right, that was super androgynous. And
somehow you got upstaged by desire. I'm gonna just
right.
Ain't no somehow.
Right, and then you got upstaged by desire.
I was just like, damn, bro, desire had the whole fancy fucking face on.
I'm telling you, the whole show.
Like, it got your ass. So, I really do feel her, you know, what she was saying, because she's not an ugly woman, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, but I was like, Game of Thrones, you looking like this old manly, you know, like.
Manly lady night.
Manly lady night. So, I mean.
Looking like the original Dyke.
And she wasn't. Like, that was the whole thing about it. She had it.
Finger on the button, but no, you over there scrolling.
I mean, you said it, bro. Stand on that shit. Shout out to Catherine Zeta-Jones.
And that's the sad part about it, dog. They don't give these tall women no credit, man.
But no, that was dope. I enjoyed everybody, man. One of my favorite things is when she went to the secret library and she did the whole thing, and it's like, how do I get in?
You had to go through that whole riddle just to read snap twice.
Hit the snap twice. I was like, hey, da-da-da-da.
And now you understand what that means in the Addams Family song. Like, yeah, they were nightshades.
Like,
that's why.
That shit was live, man. I like Painted Black when she was playing. I was like, I know that song.
Right.
She's playing it back.
You play the orchestral version.
Okay.
Respect to Ortega for actually learning the cello, bro.
And the cello. I follow her on Instagram, and, like, you can see, like, you could see videos of her, like, when she was practicing, like, how she would practice. She would film every one of her practices so she could, like, you know, help her, you know, stick in the memory of everything. But shout out to Jenna Ortega, period, because she killed that
shit. Doing the work, bro.
Like, she was a phenomenal Wednesday. You know, came into the bar, said, I don't need no advice. I don't need shit, bro. I'm finna kill this shit. She's like, this is, like, I've been on TV, but this gonna be the one that changes everything, and I'm gonna make sure that I get this Scarlett Johansson money in a couple years, shawty. Like, I want that big paycheck. I'm finna earn it.
Right.
She
well on her way.
Bro, I'm just like, bro, she stepped in front of all y'all Euphoria bitches.
She really did.
All y'all Euphoria.
She really did.
All y'all Euphoria hoes.
Zendaya probably should have accepted Tom Holland's fucking proposal.
Jenna Ortega is on that ass.
Yeah.
Zendaya. Sydney. Shawty. I don't know, sitting in front of get out this Barbarella, bro. I'm just simply saying, bro, Hollywood's like, bro, we're gonna harness
up. It was one dude, I saw a guy talking about that shit. He was like, look, man, the only reason I watched Euphoria was so I could see all her acting talent. So I had to sit through all them dicks just to see her acting talent. And then when y'all be talking about the show sometimes, that's what y'all be saying. I'm like, okay, I guess
a lot of dicks.
Really is a lot of penises on
it. A lot of dicks.
No, 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 no. Shout out to all the actors on Euphoria because, like, outside, like, people come for the nudity. I would say come for the nudity, but stay for the actors, bro. These are the most talented. That's the most talented cast on a Sunday night, bro. Like, Euphoria, early this year, like, before this whole year is over with, before we get to the end of the pod season, I'm going to do my favorite things. You know, I'm going to even roll in the music. The bum, 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 bum. You know what I'm saying? Like, my favorite things. And I'm a free preview right now. Euphoria Season 2 is on my list of my favorite things because this season was, oh my God, I can't wait to recap it. But that is a phenomenal cast. What I am saying is I think that's some of the most talented actors on television. Jenna Ortega has definitely earned a spot at the top of her class. Shout out, man. I'm you know, because I'm saying, oh, yeah, but Zendaya versus Jenna Ortega, shout it. Oh, yeah.
Even compare them to that. That's
I was like, bro, I don't even compare actors, bro. That's that rapper shit. Like, bro, I don't have no need to. It's just like, bro, what they gonna do, fight? Nah, you know. I'm just glad.
Right, because, I mean, acting is subjective. It's like, how can you say who's acting better than the other person? Neither one of them were in the same movie playing the same role.
That's great acting right there.
Yeah, man. It's like, it's just.
Oh, yeah. Shaq is the greatest actor known to man. Yeah.
Shout out to Shaq, man.
Shaq-a-roni.
But nah, man. Alright, so I got numbers. I got numbers. Unless y'all got something to add, I got numbers for Wednesday. Because I want to encourage the people to see it. Because there's other stuff I didn't get to. But Wednesday was just so good. It's just, you gotta see it for yourself. Like, her attitude, her, like, the look in her eyes, like, the quirks, like, the clapbacks. Oh, my God. Like, just. Yeah. I loved it. I loved the dialogue. Whoever wrote this script deserves an award because, like, the way the script just kind of hits you, it chop you, it punch you in the chest, you kind of laugh. It's like the sarcasm. It's like, oh, my God. It's like some of my favorite form of dark comedy. And, like, I was, oh, my God. That carried the whole series. She carried this shit on her shoulders. I hope her back is okay. Because, like, bro, she did that. Like, she almost overshined her own show. It's like, pull it back, shawty. Like, hold on, shawty. Like, goddamn. Now the story ain't, you so good. The rest of this show ain't gotta make no sense now. Hold on, they gonna rely on you too much, y'all. Pull back.
Yeah, kill the bad guy in 5 seconds.
Cause Tim Burton did like the first 5 episodes and said, y'all got it. Finish it up.
I mean, that's usually how he does stuff nowadays.
Like, all right, I'ma start it off. Y'all finish it up.
Yep.
But nah, man, I got my score.
Sonic rings.
All right, I give Wednesday an 8 out of 10, man. It's an 8 out of 10 for me. I think it's phenomenal. It's one of the best series I've seen on Netflix. It's a strong 8 out of 10. I'll say what keeps it from being a 10 is ultimately, like I said, you know, the high, bro. The high, kind of, at the end, it kind of was like, okay. But, man, she carried the shit. It was a great story. I can't say anything negative about it. Yeah, man, it fits those technical details in the season 2.
Hey, should we gonna get another season?
Yeah, because it already broke the records. It beat Stranger Things numbers. That's all they wanted. Oh yeah, Stranger Things first week numbers got crushed. It's like, what? Stranger Things season 4, which has had over 1 billion streams, has already, like in this first week of Wednesday, knocked it out. So, which sets a bad precedent if you're trying to get original content, but anybody can get a hit, bro.
Yeah.
Anybody can get a hit on Netflix, bro. Like,
anybody can
make it right.
Yeah.
If you make it right, you can.
What say ye?
Well, I don't do numbers anymore. I do letters. I got a 9 out of 10. It didn't get a 10 out of 10 from me because of the ending. But other than that, it was perfect cinematically. It was great story. It was very interesting. Even though it was probably rated teen, you can watch it with children that are around 7.
Yeah. Oh, it's PG for real, for real. Like,
I thought it was TV-14.
I mean, like, you can, if you're parental, you can guide your children away or to it.
Yeah. Most importantly, it left me wanting definitely more. Like, I want another season of this. I got to see Lurch. We got to see Thing. Grab him. Miller High Life, while you over there? Yeah, I need to see Thing, man. I need Lurch to come out more. So, I'm looking forward to a new season of it.
All right, I gotta give Thing some love, bro.
Not Thing. I'm talking about It.
No, It. Yeah, It. Shout out to It, bro. Like the act, like Macchio said that shit in one of his posts this week, bro. The actor for It, bro, he need love too, because
the actor for Thing.
That's what I mean, Thing. God damn it, you just threw me off. I was saying Thing, and you made me say It. No, man.
I always thought it was like some fake shit. I didn't recognize it was like some dude.
Well, it had to be.
Mm-hmm. No, that was a person doing that.
But no, that hand was like, I like the fact that he does sign language.
Sign language, yes.
Yeah. Well, he used to do it on the movies too.
I never caught that for a kid.
I know you're spelling shit. This nigga throwing up Naruto signs with one.
Right, and then he doing tapping and shit.
Yeah, Morse code.
Mm-hmm. I ain't never pick up on that as a kid. It's like the most I got the, you know what I'm saying? It was like, he's using different forms of communication.
Right, to try to tell you because he can't write. So he's like, yo, this is what they doing, bro. Like,
hey, fuck it up, bro. They coming.
Right.
Typewriter, chit.
Drop a letter off.
Drop a fucking letter. Type the letter and drop it off.
Right. And nobody can see this fool. Like, nobody looks down. He's just right out of their eye line.
Goddamn Herschel Walker.
Stop. What about you, Macchio?
Yeah, I'm giving it a 9.
Hey.
9 all the way.
Can I clap with the clap track? Does it work?
I gotta go check out Wednesday. It's currently streaming on Netflix. It's one of the best series on, honestly, as far as new series that I think plan to continue, that might be the best thing smoking, bro. Like, then again, there was one one-off series that came from Amazon early this year that was just goddamn some of the best shit I've ever seen in my whole fucking life. But you know, it's other shit I need to go and check out too.
At least check out Sex Lives of College Girls.
Hey,
show
on HBO.
Yeah, I love
Mindy Kaling.
Yes, first thing makes sense.
Oh, I'm definitely not watching it then.
But she,
God damn,
she ain't my kind of comedy. I'm only watching Velma because I like Velma.
Velma's out.
No, I'm about to say, when it comes out, the only reason I'm watching it is because I like Velma, not because I like her. She is not like, my kind of comedy, bro. I don't like her, though.
He's been saying it, bro. Like, he's like, bro, look, bro. He's not putting his Mork and Mindy, bro.
Not at all, bro. Not at all.
Mork and Mindy, like, no, it's not happening.
I'm not porking that one. Hey, I got Mork from Ork ain't porking that.
Mindy can't get a minute.
Not at all. She might get a minute, but that's about it.
Even
it. Bruh, y'all would have the great... Bruh, I want to produce y'all podcast, Mac and Mindy, bruh.
Oh, man. Okay, that'll work. That'll work. That way I can gain some understanding of her comedy.
Fuck all that.
What? What you got?
Cold. Cocaine Bear.
Cocaine Bear. But you are super uber excited.
I'm saying, bro.
Cocaine Bear, which is based on a true story about a bear, about a drug smuggler who lost 15 keys in the Georgia mountains.
Because a bear went and ate them and did whatever else with them.
Bear ate, you know. The news story tells you, it's like, yeah, bro, a bear fucking ODs on coke. But before he does,
he goes on a rampage.
Rampage is like...
And it's funny, too, because the trailer had me tripping because they got all these internet celebrities.
They got all-star actors in this fucking shit. Ray Liotta.
Celebrities and shit.
Bro, that's what tripped me out because they got the guy I was talking. I seen one of his TikToks. He was just like, he's in it.
Yeah, but the guy who's like, yeah, I'm going to go to the manager.
I'm going
to
take the day off. He was just like, take a week. Well, make sure you find someone to cover your shift.
Oh, shit.
Well,
I didn't even. Oh, yeah, that's
cool. Where the manager, isn't that the manager's job?
Right.
He's in it. And I was like, yo, the fuck?
Yeah. I'm seeing this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing this, and I cannot fucking wait. Like I said, apparently...
It comes out it comes out February 24th, which is last week of February. That's one thing I'm excited about because it's not one of those.
Cocaine Bear too.
Because it's coming out sooner. Because I told you what the people fucked up. What's the name of the movie with the little girl doll?
Annabelle?
No, the one when old girl was making the robot. And it's supposed to be her daughter's best friend, and the robot starts fucking people up.
That's my whole point.
You can't remember the name of it.
Can't remember the name of it, bro.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna
Isn't it like Theo or Cleo or some shit?
Chloe.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna have to really crank up the marketing for that movie because I wanna see that one too, but you gotta remind me that it's coming out.
Because it should have come out during Halloween, but they didn't.
Yeah, at the very least, it should come out in January, but they ain't push it back. But,
yeah.
I'm saying, man, Cocaine Bear, I'm there, bro.
Yeah. On Adderall.
I am there. I heard there's an Adderall shortage.
I don't doubt it. There's been a lot of people buying it online and shit.
Yeah, because there's a shortage. I've never tried.
No, I'm talking about before the shortage. There were people just buying it in abundance online and shit.
Ice cubes in it. Oh shit.
Ice
cubes. And his son are in it. I'm looking at the cast.
Oh what?
Like okay.
I knew O'Shea Jr. was in it because they show him in the trailer.
I didn't know Ice Cube was in there.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, like I said, Ray Liotta.
Bro, Ray Liotta, bro, he got that face where he just, ever since, bro, he just got that menacing face where everything he play, he just look, he's scary. You don't want to try him. Yeah. Right. You know what? Who need to be in the movie with Ray? Who need to be in the movie with him? Let me see. What's buddy name? Neil McDonough.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because they both got them evil-ass fucking faces.
Mm-hmm.
Them niggas look like they'll put a hit on the motherfucker.
But I stumbled upon this because Cocaine Bear was trending, and I was like, Cocaine Bear?
Mm-hmm.
That's right up your alley.
I had to find out what the fuck is going on. What is
Cocaine Bear you speak of?
And a lot of people thought it was about... another bear in Russia that did something very similar.
That's what I thought it was based on, because I remember you mentioned something like that once.
It's like, nah, bruh. This shit happened in Georgia. Well, Georgia-Tennessee border. Homicidal coked-up bear.
This motherfucker threw that shit out the plane, and that nigga discovered it, and it was over with.
That little kid was in the tree. Something. This is fucked.
Right. Like, bro, you are done with. Some bears can't climb trees, right? You idiot. Who told you that?
I told you, when I was, I used to be a Boy Scout. We went to this place called Burnt Adams. It was a camp, like a big-ass campsite up in Georgia. And our stupid asses, it was bears out there. They told us it was bears out there. But, you know, we was fucking stupid. So we was up in this goddamn...
We was fucking stupid.
We was up in this, like, big-ass observatory, and a fucking bear comes across. We all got our super soakers. And we're like, ah, bear! Ah, fuck you, bears! Shoot him with water!
Y'all didn't know he could climb.
Yeah, that motherfucking bear started... That bear stopped and looked up, and it went like this, and we all was just collectively like, oh, this is how we die.
Mm-hmm. Y'all all finna die like little baby salmon.
Yeah, but it was luckily it was a little small little brown bear, and this other guy came, rah, rah, bear, rah, and the motherfucker took off running, but bro,
I could have been done with.
Yeah, bro. Well, I was gonna push one of them out and see first.
Shit.
See what happens. Hey, look, what is that? Huh?
Ah! That would have been a tragedy, Timmy, right there.
Timmy didn't make it.
Old Cobrain said, not word one about Willow yet. I don't even think he know what's up.
Hey, all right, so the director, Kevin, what's his name, Kevin Limmer, the director of a Goofy movie, he reacted to the Atlanta episode. That happened, man. I was like, oh, man. Because, you know, whenever someone, whenever your name starts trending on Twitter, but you either getting canceled or somebody
thinks you dead.
Somebody either you dead or you finna get canceled, bro. They done dug up some old shit from you. Mm. Bro. It just, I don't know. He said, I sat down and watched it with wide eyes and my jaw on the floor. I can't believe they got away with this. Like, it's amazing to me. I mean, it was just like, because he was like, bro, this shit ain't had nothing to do with y'all black folks, bro. I don't know why the fuck y'all reaching, claiming my shit.
Right, but he was like, yo, it's amazing to me, and I'm into it.
He was just like, bro,
I like what y'all did. I don't know how y'all got away with it, but I love it.
I don't know how Disney didn't sue y'all, because he was in the fucking episode. That's how he didn't sue you.
Exactly.
And fucking Donald Glover's in Star Wars, so.
Yeah, that's him using his little inside track. He's like, look, I'm Lando Calrissian, bitch. Yeah,
bro, if anybody else did this shit, you'd be sued to oblivion.
Damn right. And that's him.
That's him.
What is that? I've seen that. Whatever that is, I've seen it.
No, that's another actor.
Oh, okay. Whatever that is, I've seen that.
Oh, man, that's him. Right.
Yeah, that's Padfoot from Harry Potter. But, yeah, that's the guy who did Goofy movie.
Yuck.
Bro,
he just had this menacing look. He just yuck.
You know, like, he did the Goofy laugh, but broken.
He was like, bro, how did y'all get away with doing this shit, bro? Cause that kind of just let me know. It's just like, bro, it's like, I don't think he would have hated, but he was just like, bro, they asked me to do, I ain't have no involvement, they ain't tell me. He was like, bro,
where the tray go?
Rolling tray?
Okay, so, no, when we were talking about Atlanta's previous season, it was like about a week ago, me and Ocean got into discussion over, like, some writer that wrote about it from, you know, the white gays. It was just like, yeah, bro, I'm coming into this thing kind of blindly of culturally, but, you know, I watch Community and I watch every, you know.
Oh, like a pure white person came into watching Atlanta?
No, yeah. It was a guy who's like, bro, I'm a big fan of all the shows Donald Glover has been on and participated in. I'm a fan of those shows and, you know, a big fan, you know, a guy who loves The Office and offbeat comedies. And he was just like, bro, like, you know, Atlanta, that shit. And, you know, but he came out and he brought up some interesting points about Atlanta. And so Ocean sent me this article, was just like, man, look at this dumbass saying this shit. You don't get the call. You know, he was kind of like, oh, you know, kind of turned up. And I read it and I felt bad.
That I was kind of turned up, nigga, I was. I was like, fuck this white man. But sitting here commenting on some shit that he don't motherfucking know about. And then Starman capping ass won't be like, I love the white man. The white man is Jesus. Lordy, 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 white man. I was like, hold on, nigga.
He said, lordy, 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 white man.
Yeah, that's what he said. And then he was like, if you gotta explain comedy, it's bad. I was like, well, hold on, nigga. Atlanta is not just a goddamn comedy, it's a dramedy. Like, so it has drama, dramatic elements into the motherfucker, too.
It's a social commentary. And then if you're not from the South, you know, it's hard for you to get a lot of it.
To this shit, and this fucking white man is over here comparing this shit to goddamn Friends. And I'm like, you can't compare this shit.
Compare it to Friends. See, that's what we got. Because I agree with what some of the actors' takes. What the actor actually did was.
Definitely not.
No. What the actor actually did was he named all of these classic white shows, you know, of a certain era, like, you know, of those type of comedy, and was just like, you know, no, he named every show that came out around the time Atlanta season 1 and 2 came out, and he said why Atlanta was better than all of his contemporaries when it came out.
But he didn't name any black shows.
No.
In that time, No. It's important to know that, yeah, when Atlanta came out, it came out. But the writer did say all of that.
Oh, she's scratching.
She's scratching.
I thought somebody was knocking on the door.
The writer did say that, but he compared it to all white shows. And I was like, at this time, there were other black shows that were out on the same fucking network.
What I was saying was, like, the fact that he named... He associated with shows that he watched, that he seen, which were all of these white shows. So it let me know that this is the outlier amongst all these shows, and the outlier is the exceptionally better show. He was like, bro, in season one and two, it was better than all these other comedies that came out that were new comedies. Unfortunately, his whole point was, but when by the time the last season came around, it wasn't knocking out the competition and dominating them like it used to. So the ultimate point was, he was like, bro, season one and two were better than season three and four, and I'ma stand on that. He was like, the show peaked in season two and declined. That was his take. And we kind of reviewed Atlanta, and I was just like, you know, honestly, bro, I mean, that's not a hard sell. Your points as to why are gonna differ between opinion and opinion from person to person. But I mean, I really do think Atlanta did kind of peak in season two. I feel the same way about the Boondocks. As much as I like the Boondocks, Boondocks peaked in season two, and you know, then season three came, which was not as good as season two, but probably just as good as season one. Then the last season wasn't good as any of them. It was like the worst season.
But the season four of the Boondocks was good. You have to go back and watch it as an adult. I'm telling you.
No. This is me watching it as an adult. We've already had that conversation.
Boondocks didn't come out when we were kids.
We were kids. My whole.
What I'm saying is, you need to go back and watch season four.
No. What I'm saying. No. Season four came out closer to the age I am. You know, speaking on it. My whole point was, as much as I like the Boondocks, if I compare season four to its other seasons, it's just like, bro, but I say that about a lot of other shows. There are very few shows I can say when season four come up, you say the same thing about Snowfall. So I can't come to you 5 years from now and be like, Ocean, no, go back and rewatch season four of Snowfall and tell me why the nigga who see the cocaine roaches, who see the Sherm roaches, like, you gonna be like, fuck it.
The greatest character arc like, ever in creation.
You be like, no, that shit was stupid. Get the fuck out my face. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, I mean, sometimes things decline or... when you compare them, but that doesn't mean that when they stand alone by themselves, that it's not good art or it's not funny. You don't have to compare it to its previous part of work. So that's my whole point with Atlanta. You don't have to compare season four. You don't have to. Season four of Atlanta is not going to be bad because season one was so good. I mean, you should take it for what it is. Either it's a good show or it's not bad.
A lot better than I would, because I just like, man, fuck that white man. You're articulating it a lot better. I'm like, no, nigga, season four was fucking great.
I understand.
When you explained it just how you explained it, it made a lot more sense to me, because I was just like, why the fuck is he sitting here comparing this shit to this shit when
he watched Donald, black shows.
When Donald Glover's right. whole overarching thing was, I want to make this a black Twin Peaks. And if that was the goal that he set out to do in this show,
he's I mean, no, succeeded. It was a...
Atlanta is not Popeyes. That shit is the sushi restaurant.
Yeah, exactly. It is that sushi restaurant.
Like, some of us are Paperboy, and some of us are Earn.
It wasn't Twin Peaks now. Like, it had Twin Peaks elements, but it wasn't Twin Peaks.
But, I would say Atlanta, I stand on Atlanta's phenomenal series. I think time will tell where it stands. I think
experimental black comedy at its finest.
I think it's a minute. I don't think there's no amount of time that can add to the value or decrease the value of Atlanta. I think
time will add to it, because as the more projects that Donald Glover does, you'll gain the appreciation for what kind of vision he was trying to have in Atlanta. Like, say, for instance, 2 years down the road, he comes out with an Atlanta movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in direct continuity with the show.
That'd be dope.
Then, you know what I'm saying? Then I expect
something.
But Hiro Murai is going to direct a Marvel movie, and I can't wait for that.
Man, listen.
Hiro Murai, like, bro, dog. I need for him to do...
Paperboy gonna be in.
He need to do a series, bro. Like, whatever series y'all do, Hiro Murai needs to direct, like, some kind of Marvel series.
With that shit.
Because he is a stone cold, like, he's a dope actor, man. There are some... dope content, man. I did watch the Pepsi documentary, Pepsi, Where's My Jet?
Where's My Jet?
Yeah, it was a compelling documentary. If you read news, then you know how it's going to end. Mm-hmm. But
growing up in that age,
I don't remember the story, but I remember thinking the exact same thing.
I
remember that commercial. And I remember when that commercial got edited.
And I remember the Pepsi Point rush and all that shit when Crystal Pepsi first came out and everybody was buying them up. Yep. And
so let me ask you this.
Because I was all on Kool-Aid points. That was
so
what
he,
it was.
Me too. So he was offered.
My parents were on Marlboro points.
He was on. offered $2 million. You know, he was offered $2 million settlement or to continue to pursue the jet. If you were him, what do you do?
Give me that $2 million.
I'm pursuing. The jet's worth more.
Once again.
We can settle. We can settle at a higher price.
Once again, you know just like the dude, the businessman who had made all them decisions, he was like, once we get the jet, what are you going to do with it?
I'm going to sell it.
Turn around and resell it.
Yeah, I can.
No, you cannot. That's government
Bruh,
issue.
I love how the documentary, I love how, like, we were talking the green screen shit, really happy.
America, you can sell really a, you can sell a fucking jet.
They were in
jet.
A warehouse.
It was a Harrier. No, you can't.
If it's not weaponized, you can definitely sell it.
It's a Harrier.
Bro, the powers that be were not finna let this boy
get a Harrier.
Point
just like that the one lady pilot they had on there, she was like, it could fly like this, it could do this and do that. He wasn't trained. They wasn't going to give it to him. And even if he had it, he had nowhere to store it. He couldn't fuel it.
I don't give a fuck. I'm storing that bitch in my front lawn until I can sell it to somebody. Who am I going to sell it to? Whoever the highest fucking bidder.
Spoilers for y'all. Y'all need to watch the doc. But I really hate it when we got to the end and they just, you know, you can read the story because it was, I didn't read.
I mean, you know what happens.
I didn't know what happened. So I like the suspense of like, damn, I'm like, I'm at work thinking, bro, I can Google this whole thing, but I can't wait to get off so I can go and
see what happened.
What happens? Because I don't know what happened.
Because I really liked how it had Buddy. He was like, yo, I sat there and I actually calculated it out. Like, if I get these many points. He didn't get no investor. This nigga was his friend who just happened to have a shit ton of money and white people doing white people shit.
White people.
This dude had his life. His parents were like, oh, he just wanted to live life, so we let him do it. He didn't want to go to college. He decided to climb mountains and shit. And then he just makes friends with this rich guy. And my mom was like, yeah, go live with him. He'll teach you the lessons of life and shit. Like, this is some white people shit if I ever seen it in my life, bruh.
But that network that guy put him on.
Yeah, and he was, like, super connected. And he was like, yo, I'll teach you the lays of the land. Like, once you get to this level of having this kind of money, this is the kind of shit you need to do. And he taught him.
When it went into the fixer, that's when the shit
rested.
It was like,
we found out we could buy the point straight out, and then we changed up the whole game plan. I was like,
Because what people don't. Do you remember Clarissa Explains It All?
Mm-hmm.
You remember her? What was her friend's name? Ferguson?
That was her brother.
Brother Ferguson? What was her friend's name?
Sam. Climbed the ladder.
Yeah. All right. One of them, and it schooled me, they wanted to get into a contest, and the guy won.
Yeah.
And it was like, how did you win? And he was like, well, I read the fine print. These things say no purchase necessary.
Right.
You just really have to fill out a postcard and they'll send you the thing. So I did that shit a bunch of times until I got the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot my point. But
it has something to do with the Pepsi.
Yeah.
But no, the trick to that is
necessary. You can just buy or mail in.
But the trick to that is usually don't get the little cutout until you buy the thing that the cutout is either attached to or inside of, which is how they get around the no purchase necessary.
Well, no. Take McDonald's, for instance. You know the Monopoly thing?
Yeah.
You don't have to buy anything. You can go on the website and fill out this super long fucking form. It's super long because you're not purchasing anything. And they'll send you pieces.
You know what? Probably got to buy them.
No.
You probably have to buy the pieces.
No purchase necessary.
I'm telling you, there's a form you can fill out for anything that says no purchase necessary. There's a form you can fill out for them to send you the thing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, I don't know. I remember when the thing came out, but what fucked me up, shout out to, rest in peace to Jason David Frank. I think what really got me is when I mailed postcards trying to get that Green Ranger flute, and I didn't win the Green Ranger flute. So not winning the Green Ranger flute kind of killed my whole thing.
Was that the first postcard you written?
Hell no. Remember, that was the thing back in the 90s at the end of every show.
Send in this postcard to
a chance to win.
It was either to the headquarters or like on space. That was the only thing I ever won from postcards. It was from Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
You won?
I didn't get to get on there, but he sent me the little invisible ink pens.
Oh!
I got those shits. That was the only thing I ever won.
I remember that.
That was the only thing. And he sent me back a postcard.
I remember that.
The voice from space goes. I think I got it in my postcard book at home. I'm going to bring it next week.
Damn. I had no idea. That's
I got a postcard from space ghost.
I think I remember that. And I think I got some invisible ink shit, too, from space ghost.
It was because a lot of people were doing the invisible ink stuff back in the day, and it sent the white pen, and then it had the purple, and then you mark it back out, and then you'll see it come up. But yeah, I think that was like the only thing I ever won. But my sister was the one who had the gambling luck in the family. Because when my mom would do her random scratch-offs back in the day, she used to get one every now and then. She used to let my sister do them.
Scratch them off.
Yeah, because she would either win a ticket or she was the one who always won the money.
Bro,
I would get a ticket every now and then.
Bro, because that ticket shit, bro, deep down, I feel like sometimes that shit really does be Schrodinger's cat.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, bro, you depending on who scratched this bitch off, you won.
Yeah. It's your luck.
It's your luck.
Like how Jinx is on fucking Titans, bro. She does manipulate and how Domino's power is.
Bro, shout out to Jinx on Titans. I really like her.
She's almost a djinn in human form.
Like, I really like her. Like, you know what I'm saying? That was really dope. I really like that on Titans. But yeah, man, I don't know.
Not the season finale. It's the mid-season finale. I don't know how long it's going to be, though.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. He didn't get his jet, but that's a spoiler. Sorry.
Yeah, he didn't get the jet.
Don't get the jet, but, you know, I mean.
As much as they tried, they really went for it. They went to court and all.
Went to court, but it was ultimately they didn't
get no money either.
Ultimately, they didn't get the. Nah, he dude got a $700,000 back. That's it. Because ultimately, they didn't get the judge. That they didn't get the right type of try it. Because, yeah, once they start moving, it's like, bro, we know how to beat this shit. You didn't have those high. He didn't have, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if it was a black boy doing this shit, I think he could have, I don't know, bro. Somebody at Cochran firm, like, bro, after the OJ shit, y'all want to do this Pepsi shit? Hell no.
And I got to shit on this documentary for one thing that they did that I did not appreciate.
What's that?
They showed the clip from the Jackson 5 Pepsi commercial when Mike got burnt.
Oh, yeah, they did show that.
It was the fucked up thing was, it was the explosion, the cut when he got burnt. They showed just that little part. Like, y'all really gonna capitalize on this shit, huh?
Well, since we on Michael Jackson, let's shift here, bro. Chris Brown recently was supposed to perform at the American Music Awards and do a Michael Jackson, you know, dedication for the 40th anniversary of Thriller. Him and Ciara were going to do a dance, but ultimately his segment got cut at the last minute. And if I know anything about productions, I can tell you right now that, you know, a dance like that takes time to...
Yes, it does. They had to train for weeks and practice and learn it. Timing down.
And I felt like it was just unclassy. I get the nature of productions of award shows.
Day of?
Not the day of, but like a week before. We could... Tool before, bro.
Yeah, that's still day of as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, exactly. But I heard an interesting point. What the interesting point went on to suggest was this isn't the cancellation of Chris Brown. This is a cancellation of Michael Jackson. And I really thought about it because a lot of people are easily inclined to believe Chris Brown's being canceled because of the Rihanna fiasco that happened a decade ago. She has since forgiven him, which I'm like, bro, once the
Chris
victim...
Chris Brown's kind of like... made his way back up after that.
I mean, yeah, he stayed working, but I feel like he's had more doors closed in his face since then. He's really had to work hard to not fall off in the sense of people paint him in a negative light because he don't get the press he posed to.
He still puts out his music.
And he tours.
Yeah, and he tours, and people still posting him online, and bitches still want him. So
You know what I'm saying? Chris is still, you know, doing Chris shit. But I really hated that this got canceled. So when they brought the Michael Jackson thing, I really thought about it, and because another point was... MTV did change the name of the Video Vanguard Award from the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award
to the Video Vanguard Award.
Yep. So it's like...
It was based on Michael Jackson's appreciation for...
Videos.
Yeah, videos and musicians who, like, made substantial video works.
Yeah, so...
The whole thing about it.
Someone decided, you know what? In the wake of his death, with 10 years removed from his demise, you know what? At this point, bruh...
He's gonna remove any of the positivity.
I believe them kids. Fuck that nigga. We ain't doing it.
Like, you know that shit ain't true, right? I don't give a fuck. I personally believe it, so that's what we gonna go with.
Alleged. But then you look back with today's lenses. When you say everything that happened during that time with today's lenses, like the inappropriateness of it all,
yeah.
Nobody would get that pass in the year 2022. I don't care who it is.
No one
would get that pass. And it's still...
You see Kevin Spacey trying to peek his head back out there and like, you better get your ass back in the fucking house, man.
And then, then you look at the inappropriate...
Do a podcast by yourself.
No, because you still look at the inappropriateness of it all and just like, well, we didn't talk about it. We didn't address. We refused to believe Michael Jackson was a pedophile. And then, you know,
when they tried to force that shit and they was like, yeah, he did it. And then everybody was like, actually, I lied and shit. Nobody wanted to believe that.
Like, y'all never proved it in court. Like, that ultimately came down to like, y'all never proved it in court. But
what did get proved in court, the people later came out to say, yeah, actually lied under oath and shit. But they never got no reprimand for that shit.
But even when you say
that's that, slander.
But even when you say that, it was just like, yeah, bro, Michael Jackson threw slumber parties for kids, and those were his guests for his slumber parties, bro. And in 2022, no one can do that. So, but even still, like from the work, it's like I hate the canceling of like, bro, this is like a legendary figure, like you know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, this is still Michael Jackson. Still have some respect. But when people
musically and philanthropically, this man has done way more than a lot of people living right now.
Because that's why people started to have conversation. They started trying to find to elevate other people to his stature in the sense of like their music, you know, in the music industry, people, they try to always elevate somebody to that level. And it's always, we ain't hanging on the person that you named, but I've seen people faint, bro, just from the dude. Them being there, bro. Like, that was a phenomenon that would never be repeated, regardless of how famous you think anybody in 2022 is. No one is never going to be.
And Mike was not here with fucking 15 and a half rock solid abs out here ripping his shirt off on stage every weekend.
Motherfucker was in a blazer and a Hanes t-shirt.
Right, Hanes t-shirt with a fucking super golden crusted Prince jacket and shit.
Mike was a sex symbol, bro. This would be a completely...
Yeah, whole different conversation.
But at the same time...
But he didn't look that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But it's a lot of unsavory things that get associated with him. So in that sense, I'm like, well,
plus he was an eccentric guy, so it's like you put all these weird assumptions on him. It's like, yeah, he seemed like the person that'd do that. Like,
yeah,
you can't do that.
I seen the Toni Braxton photo. Toni Braxton looked terrified.
Yeah, exactly. But then at the same time, you think about it, her coming up and then you find out you're gonna meet Michael Jackson. Like, yeah, I'd be terrified too, bruh.
Yeah, it's like you excited, but it's just like...
Then when he was standing around like Diana Ross and...
Handlers, bro. It's still something.
He was, you know, he didn't know how to interact in certain circles. There were people he idolized and didn't know how to be.
Yeah, man. It's still people there that's just like... I don't know. They just really... I don't know. When it comes to Michael, it just really looks like... Yeah. I hate it.
They want to put him... behind the terrible shadow.
Mm-hmm.
In the future, they want to have Michael Jackson be in the negative.
Mm-hmm.